listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 211, covering week 20, May 17th to 23rd, 2021. Bodhi 6.0 64-bit was released, built on the Ubuntu 20.04.2 LTS base. The 32-bit version will take about a month longer and will be based on Debian 11 testing. The Arc Green theme underwent a major revamp, featuring an animated background, updated splash screen, and numerous tweaks. The login screen now features an elegant, slick greeter. There is also a new Plymouth theme, and Moksha itself underwent numerous improvements and had a few new features added. Support has been improved for non-English languages, including the fact that they are working on both mainland and Brazilian Portuguese at the current time. As a result, the GNOME language tool is not installed by default. Other notable changes since the Bodhi 5.1 release include replacing PCManFM with a custom-patched version of Thunar. In addition, they also patched LeafPad and eFoto, LeafPad to fix the truncated file issue that led to its removal from both the Debian and Ubuntu repositories, and eFoto to fix an issue it had with loading images not in the user's home folder. Chromium is default web browser. apt-url-elm was replaced with a custom script, which now uses PolicyKit and Synaptic as a backend. It should be noted that the installation of snaps is disabled by default, but can be easily re-implemented by the user. A beta version of the custom Plasma 5.22 shell is available for testing. You can test the new release through the live build from the OpenSUSE project and the build from the KDE Neon Testing Edition project. The release is expected on June 8th. A new version of Zabbix 5.4, a free monitoring system with completely open source, is out. The release includes support for generating reports in PDF format, new syntax for aggregating detection of more complex problems, improved data visualization, support for tokens for API access, tags at the metric level, performance improvements, and much more. Zabbix consists of three basic components: a server for coordinating the execution of checks, generating test requests, and accumulating statistics, agents for performing checks on the site of external hosts, and front-end for organizing system management. The code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. NetBSD 9.2 is out. There are 820 MB installation images prepared for download, available for 57 system architectures and 16 different CPU families. Till Kampeter, the leader of the Open Printing Project, announced that the OPP fork of CUPS printing system, founded last year, can be seen as an upstream project for patches and distributions. Participating in the development of the fork is Michael R. Sweet, the original author of CUPS, who left Apple a year and a half ago. The integration of the patches accumulated for Ubuntu is noted, as well as the addition of capabilities necessary to distribute the print stack based on CUPS, CUPS filters, GhostScript, and Poplar in a self-sufficient package in snap format. Another front of work is fixing bugs that have been reported to the Apple repository for the past 15 months. Matthias Gerstner of the SUSE security team has audited the Please utility, which is being developed as a more secure Rust alternative to sudo that supports regular expressions. The utility is supplied in the Debian testing and Ubuntu 21.04 repositories in the rust-pleaser package. During the audit, a group of vulnerabilities were identified that led to a crash and do not exclude the possibility of creating exploits to elevate privileges in the system. The vulnerabilities were fixed in the 0.4 branch. Details on the nature of the vulnerabilities have not yet been disclosed. The first release of a specialized distribution, Dog Linux, has been released, built on Debian 11 Bullseye and intended for testing and servicing PCs and laptops. It includes applications such as GPU Test, Unigine Heaven, DD Rescue, WHDD, and DMDE. The system environment is based on Linux kernel 5.10.28, Mesa 20.3.4, XFCE 4.16, Porteus initrd, SysLinux bootloader, and SysVinit init system. ALSA is used directly instead of Pulse Audio. The PUP volume monitor is responsible for mounting the drives without using GVFS and UDiscs too. The size of the live image downloaded as a torrent from USB drives is 1.1 gigabytes. Oracle has published a Solaris 11.4 SRU33 support repository update, which offers a series of regular fixes and improvements for the Solaris 11.4 branch. To install the fixes proposed in the update, simply run the package update command. The proprietary password manager, 1Password, implemented full support for the Linux platform, including integration with the GNOME desktop environment and KDE, as well as other window managers. An applet called from the system tray is implemented to manage passwords. They claim support for Debian, Ubuntu, CentOS, Fedora, Arch Linux, and RHEL, as well as Snap packages. Gecko Linux 999.210517 distribution is now available. Based on OpenSUSE and focusing heavily on optimizing the desktop and small things like quality font rendering. The distribution is supplied in a rolling version built on the basis of the Tumbleweed repository and Pac-Man's own repository. The 999 version number denotes rolling releases and is used to avoid clashing with static releases built from OpenSUSE. The new version is notable for the transition to the default ButterFS file system with the inclusion of Z-standard compression, as well as the activation of the ZRAM mechanism for storing the swap partition in a compressed form and the use of the early OOM engine to respond to the lack of RAM in the system. For AMD Ryzen chip users, the XF86 video AMD GPU driver is included. They also improved the script for installing language sets, updated package versions including Linux kernel 5.12.3, Firefox 88, GNOME 40, Cinnamon 4.8.6, Plasma 5.21.5, KF5 5.82, KDE Apps 21.04, Budgie Desktop 10.5.3, LXQT 0.17, XFCE 4.16, and Mate 1.24. A new release of the custom Wayward 0.8.3 wrapper is available based on the Weston Composite Server and the Wayland Protocol. The shell is notable for its low memory consumption, 50 to 70 megabytes of RAM, high operating speed, and the use of only 4 dependencies, Weston/Wayland, ttf-droid/edwida-icon.theme, gtk3, and sudo. A bottom bar is provided that supports auto-hiding and includes application menu, shortcuts to applications, task icons, clocks, widgets, for example, to control the volume, restart button, shut down, and prevent the monitor from going to sleep while watching a video. Initial support is added for multi-monitor configurations and introduces a battery status indicator. After 11 months of development, a new stable branch of the Perl programming language was released, 5.34. About 280,000 lines of code were changed. The changes affected 2,100 files, and 78 developers took part in the project. Branch 5.34 was released in accordance with a fixed development schedule approved 8 years ago, which implies the release of new stable branches once a year and fixed releases once every 3 months. Simultaneously with the release of Perl 5.34, support for the 5.30 branch was dropped, for which in the future updates can only be released if critical security problems are identified. The development process of experimental branch 5.35 has also begun, on the basis of which the stable release of Perl 5.36 will be formed in May or June of 2022 if Perl 5 does not get replaced by the Perl 7 branch. Red Hat has released Red Hat Enterprise 8.4. Downloads are available only for registered Red Hat customer portal users. RPM sources are distributed through the CentOS Git repository. After more than a year of development, the release of LACA 3.0 has been published. It allows you to turn computers, set-top boxes, or single-board computers into a full-fledged game console for running retro games. LACA builds are generated for i386, x86 64 platforms, Raspberry Pi 1-4, Orange Pi, Kubi Board, Kubi Board 2, Kubi Truck, Banana Pi, Hummingboard, Qbox i, Odroid C1, C1 Plus, XU3, XU4, etc. The new release builds on the LibreELEC 9.0 package and is notable for the inclusion of the Vulkan Graphics API support on systems with AMD and Intel GPUs and Raspberry Pi 4 boards. They added support for Nintendo Joy-Cons game controllers. They also added support for new devices, Nintendo Switch, Odroid Go Advance, and Mernic RG351P, MV, GameForce Kai, and boards with IMX6 chips. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. Find the site at fullcirclemagazine.org and me at Bark Triad on Twitter, at Zyvola at hosttalks.social on Mastodon, on itsmos.com, and at Zyvola on sponsors.org if you'd like to buy me a cup of coffee.